J.T. Cluck bent forward and whispered, "It must have been last evening." "Yes, it was. Maybe an hour before sundown. I was out in front of the machine shed, scratching around for some gravel. We need gravel for our gizzards, see? And I had a feeling that I was running low. I can always tell. I get heartburn."
"What about Elsa?"
"She gets it too, but not as bad as me."
"Never mind the heartburn. Where was Elsa while this was going on?"
"Huh? Where was she? I don't know where she was. I can't keep up with that woman. Once she starts chasing the bug, there's no telling where she'll end up."
I gave him a glare of purest steel. "Is there a point to this story?"
"I'm a-getting there slowly by jerks, and don't be so pushy. I can't stand a pushy dog. Now, where was I? You got me off the track."
"Elsa's report."
"Yeah. I was out there a-pecking for gravel, see, and all at once, I heard the awfulest sound."
"Describe the sound. I need details."
"Well, let me think. It was an awful sound. A terrible sound. Somebody was a-squawking and a-flapping and a-carrying on like I don't know what. And I looked up from my gravel business, and here she come."
"Who?"
"Elsa. Who do you think? That's who we're talking about. And here she come, a-squawking and a-flapping and a-running just as fast as an old hen could run. And she run right up to me, and she said..." "What was it she said?"
"Hurry up."
"No, that's not what she said. She said,
'Oh, J.T., oh, my. Oh, J.T., oh, my.'"
"She gets hysterical sometimes, but I finally got it out of her."
"Yes, what was it?" He glanced over both shoulders and lowered his voice.
"She seen a mouse, is what she seen, and it gave her a scare, a terrible scare."
"A mouse? She saw a mouse? Is that the so-called important information you had for me? Because if it is, J.T., I'm not going to be proud of you for wasting my time. I'm not interested in a mouse."
"Well, there's more if you'll button your lip. The mouse was just the start of it."
"Good. Get to the finish. I'm dying of boredom."
"Huh?
I said hurry up. Get to the point."
"Oh."
Again, he glanced over his shoulders and dropped his voice.
"She seen this mouse, see? And it gave her a terrible scare, and then she saw something else that made the first scare seem pretty small and little and tiny. It was a whole lot more serious than a mouse."
"What was it, J.T.? Spit it out."
There was a moment of silence. Then...
"Coyotes. Two mean, ugly, hungry-looking coyotes. And, mister, I think they're planning a raid on our chicken house."
I tried to conceal the jolt of electricity that went down my spine when he spoke those three words. "Mister, I think they're planning a raid." Six words, actually, but the point is that I didn't want J.T. to know the effect those words had on me. Seven words, if you count Mister. A guy in my line of work never wants to create the impression that he believes a chicken, but I must admit that his story bothered me. If Elsa had indeed spotted two coyotes scouting our headquarters compound, that was bad news. Real bad news. We had gotten through the entire summer without a major raid by the coyotes. I had begun to hope that it would stay like that forever, that the cannibals had found other ways of amusing themselves. But maybe not. I pushed on with the interrogation. "All right, J.T., you've told us, Court, that Elsa described the coyotes as big, ugly, and hungry-looking. Is that correct?" He stared at me.
"What Court are we talking about?"
"Me. You told me that Elsa told you the so forth.
Oh. Nope, she didn't say a word about the so forth. She was talking about two coyotes she seen creeping around headquarters.
I stuck my nose in his face. That's what I'm talking about, you tuna. The coyotes. Now, did she see coyotes or not?
Yes, you did. Yes, she sure did.
Well, that settled it. I had heard enough to know that we had big problems. I activated the ranch emergency warning system and reached for the microphone of my mind. It was time to go public with this thing and warn all the members of our little community.